5 years after Katrina, the Latino population that came to aid New Orleans rebuilding is struggling to find aid of its own. Healthcare for recent Latino immigrants exists, however, it fails to go beyond low-cost programs and clinics that address basic needs. The city lacks a comprehensive healthcare system that provides care for the Latino population's more complex medical problems.
Located in a low-income neighborhood in Algiers is a Common Ground Health Clinic. Men relax outside listening to the bustle of their community. Inside, through the paper-thin walls, you can still hear the neighborhood.
We used to be a free clinic, so we started from the ground up, from volunteers and community members asking for better health care, more integrated services other than just having a doctor here, but having like herbal medicine, having preventative care. My name is Narda Hernandez. I'm the Latino Health Outreach Project Coordinator for the Common Ground Health Clinic. So it's called LHOP.
The Latino Health Outreach Project is an initiative within the Common Ground Health Clinic. As with many New Orleans primary care clinics, the Latino Health Outreach Project opened just days after Hurricane Katrina in 2005. From its humble beginnings, it has now served over 60,000 patients. Hernandez explains how the Latino Health Outreach Project evolved out of Common Ground.
There were some volunteers at the time that really saw a need for the Latino workers here that had come with the, you know, after Katrina. There's a huge influx of Latino immigrants.
Although the demand for construction work in the city has decreased, Latino workers still gather on the neutral ground at Claiborne and MLK, where Narda and her staff set up their weekly clinic with over-the-counter medicines and basic tools to test blood sugar and glucose levels. The workers have come to expect the clinic every week, but Narda and her staff still make an effort to approach the hesitant onlookers and tell them that a doctor is available.
I think doing those kinds of interventions, like meeting people where they're at the corner, not so much waiting for them to walk through your doors, through the organization's doors, I think that speaks a lot to people that hurt, you know, that have that health need. A lot of people are organizing around that, so that's really exciting for us to see. You know, we're not alone.
Tulane Community Health Centers are another source for primary care aimed at the underserved and uninsured populations in the New Orleans area. With clinics downtown at the Covenant House in New Orleans East and a mobile medical unit, these health centers are part of a new trend of health service in the city. Leah Berger is in charge of the planning and development for these centers.
I think it's an exciting time in New Orleans. I think the focus in decentralization of care from the current or previous charity hospital system to the neighborhood-based health centers that we're I work directly with now, but that are all over the city. So we represent 9 of 87 different health access points around the city, which we're calling the safety net, which includes primary care and behavioral health services that people in the community can access, irrespective of whether or not they have insurance or whether they can pay for those services at the time of the visit.
This safety net is growing. In fact, it's stretching across the river to Algiers. Hernandez explains how these different programs lean on each other for support.
We hope that after going through LHOP at the corner that they'll get connected into a clinic somewhere, like Tulane Community Health Center that's right near there, or Daughters of Charity.
Despite this, Latinos still face barriers in their access to healthcare. Clinics like the Latino Health Outreach Project lack the resources to meet the growing community needs.
We're only open 3 days a week, so on our end, I highly believe that that's a high barrier on our end, that we're only open 3 days a week. We're limited in the number of people we see because we have few doctors, and one of them is volunteer, and the other is full-time staff, so that's kind of hard on our end because we are like a nonprofit clinic trying to make it.
Tulane Community Health Centers also face problems serving this population.
I think there's still a lot of fear about showing up at the doorstep of someone, especially our clinic, for example. We do have police officers on site because we accept cash. We're open in the evenings. We used to have more psychiatric services on site too, so it was a safety precaution for the patients and our staff, but that can be perceived by some patients as a potential threat. So that may keep some patients away, unfortunately. I'm sure other clinics have other barriers that prevent people from coming so that, unfortunately, they don't get that preventative care that's needed.
Aside from the specific problems these clinics face, larger cultural differences are in play.
Like cultural awareness of the other like populations that you're serving and the newcomers, the other, I hate to say it like that, but that's how people here in New Orleans, they think of immigrants, you know. So I think a lot of the clinics that they're trying to provide the language services, but that's not just, you know, having an interpreter on staff, that's having the documents, you know, translated, signs welcoming them, even like to the bathroom, you know, simple things like that. And that's a cultural thing, I think, like just acknowledging that people are going to need other things other than just the interpreter, you know, and being that face that actually smiles at them.
But even a smiling, culturally aware face can only go so far. Because these clinics serve undocumented patients, they can't receive federal funding, which would allow the clinics to specialize and address more complex medical problems.
Since we are a low-cost clinic, we don't have all the specialty care that I believe we should. Things like dental care, vision, pap smears, like women's health care, we don't have that. But we're working towards expanding, and I think that's an issue for a lot of clinics here, that trying to get people in and actually secure the specialty care that they need, and even more so for Latinos that don't have papers, or just Latinos in general, because of the language barrier. The specialty care clinics are hard to get into.
Until something changes, the Latino population that rebuilt the city after the flood is still underwater.
For WTUL, I'm Liz Thulin.
And I'm Elton Duncan.